If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
All right, from David Jennings, we go to you, Bill Snyder. How are you?
I'm happy Thursday to you. I'm doing fine. How about yourself?
Fine. Weather on the ooze. You know, I looked up in the sky.
Oh, yes.
I looked up in the sky last night and appeared to be almost a full moon. And then I saw today it's called the Buck Moon because I found this to be a little... It's called the Buck Moon because the new Farmer's Almanac says that this is the time of the year when bucks, a.k.a. deer, either grow their antlers or get rid of them. One or the other, I'm not sure. And that's where it comes from.
Yep. Isn't that something? We have a name for all of these moons, you know? And I find it fascinating. And, we're unfortunately probably not going to see it tonight because of the cloud cover and the rain that is ongoing right now. But it's been very vibrant the last couple of nights for sure. I've noticed it. And, it's another fascinating astronomical event that we get each month, huh?
Yeah, and if you can see it, you're lucky because it looked great last night. I mean, it really looked awesome.
It really did. Yeah, I saw it myself, and it was beautiful. No question, John.
So meteorological summer, my favorite expression, my favorite weather expression, yes. Has that been updated?
Oh, yeah. Well, we've been talking about, for record keeping, the weather community likes to keep their seasons on a monthly basis just because it's just easier than, when you're trying to, comb through data that starts in a random day of the month. And, of course, the start of summer, astronomically, it begins around the 20th, 21st, or, in some cases it could even be on the 22nd. But when we look at seasons the other way, we like to start climatological or meteorological summer June 1st, and that would be run from June 1st through August 31st, and then we flip the calendar to September or the start of climatological autumn. So, John, I don't know how long that's been in effect, but they've been keeping records that way for a while now. That I'm aware of, and I don't know who started it, but it does make it easier to be able to comb through the data and come up with numbers. But we've had a very warm start this summer. Actually, I was looking at that June 1st through the present at Midway Airport, and again, I like Midway because it's one. It's data for one site, and there's, not bobbing around to different observation sites like we have with the official station. But Midway data, which goes back almost 100 years, it's the second warmest start to summer on record, John. 76.3 is the average temperature, which is about 3.5 degrees above normal. And, only 2012 has had a warmer start to summer, and we've had 14 90 degree days. We've cooled off on that a little bit. We've not had any for a little while. So for those that aren't a big fan of the extreme heat or the higher temperatures, it's been fairly moderate in that regard. But what else is interesting, John? Today is our 26th day in a row above 80 degrees. How about that?
It surprises me. I should know by now that this is a time of the year when things are warm, and I don't know what's wrong with me. Every time I walk out the door, I go, boy, it's warm. Whoa, how about that? Wow.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, and you know what? July is typically our hottest month. So, it's, even though we start to, see the daylight slowly decrease here, it's our hottest month of the year, and so we see normally the most 90 degree days, and typically some of our hottest temperatures of the summer. Now I don't see any of that coming in the near term, but we've certainly had our share of heavy rain, haven't we, John?
Yes, and in some places of Chicagoland, they're getting it right now, or at least there's a warning right now. There's been There's been waves of storms, it seems
to me.
Yeah,
and it's been going on not just here, but in other parts of the country. We had that horrible tragedy down in Texas, Caravelle, Texas. Mm. where more than 100 people have tragically lost their lives due to the rapid rising of you know, a creek down there, and 20 inches of rain. It's just, that's just an unconscionable amount of water. I mean, I can't even imagine that amount of water in such a short period of time. And you know, we've had flooding events like that here in the Chicago area, not to that extreme, but you may remember there was a really bad flood in 1996. It was the Aurora Naperville flood, where we had about 17 inches of rain, and that occurred right around this time of the year. July, just, there seems to be a sweet spot, John, and this is the time of the year where anytime you get heavy rain events, you know, you worry because the moisture levels are so high. We've got all the combining factors working to provide the atmosphere with enough buoyancy and energy. You know, we like to use, we look at one of the forecasting tools we look at, John, is precipitable water. Precipitable water is it's literally the total amount of water vapor that's contained in the atmosphere over an area. So we look at numbers there, and when your numbers typically get to 1.7 inches, that's just a number that we look at that can produce, you can produce heavy rainfall. Well, we have some values tonight, later tonight, overnight into tomorrow morning, that go well in excess of 2 inches, and that is one that really, really, sends alarm bells to water forecasters when they're looking at it, because it's very capable of producing, you know, flooding downpours. And my colleagues at the National Weather Service are on top of it, because they've already put out a flood watch for essentially the entire metro area, and that is in effect through tomorrow morning, because we're expecting this wave of storms that's moving through right now. The strongest cell, as David mentioned, is over portions of southwest Polk County and north central Kankakee County. But these storms are tending to weaken a little bit. But there's another wave that's going to form overnight right along a warm front, and out in the head of a warm front, where you got really hot, steamy air to the south, colliding with cooler air up here. And this is a situation that we're going to have to watch closely, because it's capable of producing flooding. Think of precipitable water, John, is like the amount of fuel in a car's gas tank. Okay,
yeah.
The higher the level, mm-hmm. Obviously the farther a car can go.
Right.
So in this case, when we're talking about precipitable water, the higher amount of precipitable water, the more rain the atmosphere can produce. And we've had that going on not just here, but it's been going on in other parts of the country with these, record precipitable water levels. And a warmer, more moist atmosphere is able to just, you're able to rain out that moisture in the air in the form of waves of heavy drenching thunderstorm downpours.
Yeah, and it seemed to me it came out of nowhere, all of it. The North Texas, yeah. Not just Texas, and that was just unbelievably tragic, but North Carolina, yeah. New Mexico, maybe even here, right. It was like somebody threw a switch and said,
yeah,
comes some major floods. Everybody get ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It certainly keeps us hopping, John. There's no question about it. And, it's all part of, other factors are going on, but what happened in North Carolina was also, there was part of a remnant tropical system that helped produce some of the rainfall. But you're getting it's the moisture is streaming in from the tropical and subtropical Atlantic Ocean, where sea temperatures are way warmer than average, and so you're able to funnel in that warm, moist, humid air. And when these storms do pop up over a certain area, if you get under a downpour, it can be really really something else, to something to see. There's no question about it. So we're going to be watching that closely. Like I said, we've got storms moving through the area now. Then I think we're going to have a little bit of a break, John, and then watch another line develop late tonight and into early tomorrow morning. And we're going to be dealing with this into Saturday. We will have, once the storms move through overnight, early tomorrow morning, I think skies will turn partly sunny, and we'll see temperatures skyrocket back up close to 90 degrees tomorrow afternoon. But then we're going to see another wave of storms develop late tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night, and only to see more during the afternoon on Saturday. So very active pattern. And, you know, this is the time of the year, like I said, July and August. I don't know what it is. I just think because the atmosphere is so warm, not just here, but all over. And you've got, you know, warmth that's water temperatures in the Gulf of Mexico. So that's helping to fuel these storms. And we get these convergence boundaries that set up across the area that help, you know, to initiate storm development. And, you know, again, when you've got the moisture in place like we do, that certainly helps to, you know, increase the intensity of these storms.
Yeah. So what do you specifically see for the weekend and tonight and into the weekend?
Well, I'll tell you what, John, there's no question that the better of the two weekend days is going to be Sunday. Sunday looks like a gorgeous day. We're going to dry out. But again, active weather in distinct clusters, you know, it won't, you know, I don't want lead people to believe that it's going to rain every hour of the day, because it's not. We've got storms moving through now. You know, at this point, we'll have a little bit of a break. Then we'll see, you know, more storms develop later tonight into early tomorrow morning. And those, again, contain a flood threat for parts of the area where the storms lay out. They'll be slow moving. We don't have a strong jet stream above us that would kind of help push these things along quicker. So the fact that there's so much moisture in the air and that they will be slow moving, they'll be capable of flooding. So, you know, make sure you've got the WGN weather app on your phone, and you're able to receive warnings as they may, you know, become necessary later tonight. And then we'll see partly sunny skies tomorrow. For much of the day, it'll be nice, nice and, you know, hot, with temperatures approaching 90 degrees, if not getting into the 90s for parts of the area. And then we're going to see another wave of storms come through after that, looks like towards, you know, tomorrow evening. And then Saturday, sun-cloud mix again with on and off, you know, showers and thunderstorms, and some of those could be gusty too. So we're not only dealing with the potential for downpours or flooding downpours, but also, you know, the threat of some severe weather. So these could produce large hail. They could produce gusty winds. And again, you know, the flooding downpours is a big factor. And then, like I said, we dry out on Sunday, which is great. So Sunday will be a very nice day, temperatures in the mid-80s. And then looks like some unsettled weather at times early next week. But what's interesting, John, to me, looking out longer range, is that the trend is towards below normal temperatures. I know you're not a big fan of the heat, so this will certainly make you happy. Because typically, if you look at all of our averages, John, the final 2 weeks of July is when we typically see our hottest weather. Well, we may be reversing that trend this year, because the, you know, Climate Prediction Center's 6 to 10 day outlook and 8 to 14 day outlook. So again, that would take us towards the middle of next week and then into the following week, is favoring below normal temperatures here. So again, that doesn't mean it's going to be cold, but considering the normal high is in the mid-80s, that would be a temperature regime where we may even see a couple of days that don't get out of the 70s for a high, and give all of our air conditioners a break.
Well, thanks for the mixed bag of news. Have a good weekend.
You know, it's not always great.
No,
but I just try to.
I know you do.
You know, there'll still be some, you know, many nice hours for folks to get outside and do what they need to do. So just beware that we're going to be dodging storms for the next couple of days.
All right, we'll talk to you next week. Looking forward to it.
John, always a pleasure, my friend.